Environments where there's so much to complain about that it just feels almost foolish not to complain. There's 45 things in my immediate vicinity that I could complain about, and only two things that are not. So law of averages says, I should be complaining now. And we say, and law of attraction says, go ahead, we'll give you more. But if you find the things that are feeling better, and that's what you focus upon, the law of attraction raises the law of averages of the things that you're wanting. In other words, those statistics don't mean anything. Everything is vibrational. It is 100% sure that you should get every single thing that you can identify that you want, that you can become a vibrational match to it. There's no guesswork. There's no outside villain. There's no magic. There's no worthiness. There's none of that stuff that you've been taught is preventing you from anything that you want. It's one simple thing. The direction of my thought now, the direction of my thought now, the direction of my thought now, the direction of my thought now. Good. We've enjoyed these subjects.
Thank you so much.
So I wanted to ask about the origin of the human race. How on the planet Earth the transition occurred from animal-level beings up to beings of human level.
It's interesting because we're reaching for the best platform to begin on this, because do you believe that all species that you see on the planet presently have same origin?
Well, I tend to think there's probably some uniform process by which everything has been produced. Of course, I know there are some theories that say humans came from another planet and things of that kind, but
just thinking in terms of everything on the planet, all species, because your questions seem to imply that, so we were just wondering if that is the premise from which you are beginning. That there was a glob called life, and from it has sprung all of the diversity that you see.
Yes, generally I would tend to think that there is some one process.
Process, yes, but we're asking, did all species, do you believe, evolve from the same physical root or beginning?
Well, that is the scientific view. I've studied these things for many years, and I'm not really satisfied by my understanding, so I was hoping you could give some insight into this.
We can feel a great deal of drawing in of information within you, and that's why we were pressing you for a specific beginning point, because it isn't easy to describe the physical evolution through the mindset that man has, whether he's approaching it through scientific eyes or religious eyes. And we are very happy to visit with you with your scientific basis, because it is our expectation that as you deliberately apply your newly acquired understanding of this vibrational universe to what you've already been exploring in terms of physical evolution, all kinds of ahas are going to begin occurring to you. And we'll lay a little basis for that here. For example, the intent is everything. So when you realize that everything about this planet was set into motion by thought, and that the evolved thought then began to become form and eventually manifestation. In other words, there is thought, then there is thought form, then there is manifestation, and that is an incredibly scanty view of that vibrational evolution process. But we want you to try to wrap your thoughts around the idea that from that non-physical vantage point, which was the true inception of all of this, or conception of all of this, that the intent of the fish and the intent of the bird and the intent of the dog and the intent of